What's up, guys and girls? Welcome to the Rock Hippie Adventures podcast. This is episode 20.
Yeah, we're hitting the 20s, babe.
Deuces. 20. We have hit 20.
Hell yeah.
Here we are doing our thing just like we always do. And we are here again this week to bring you another episode of pure nonsense and just tomfoolery.
Yep.
Not really.
No, we're actually going to be talking about some good stuff today. I'm kind of excited about our topic today.
Yeah, I mean, we don't do anything that's not serious.
Yeah, okay.
So anyways, also, if you're listening to the show and you haven't listened to the show before, thanks for joining us. You can check out another podcast that has that will be releasing soon called Music for the Messes. Check that out as well. I started something today.
What'd you start?
You know what I started.
I know, I was pretending like I didn't know. I was trying to be surprised like the rest of the people.
Like the rest of the people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All four of them. Thank you.
We at least know there's at least 20.
Thank you.
Maybe 15.
The elite 20.
Yeah.
Appreciate y'all.
Yeah. The 20 for 20.
There you go.
Maybe one day we'll get 30 for 30.
There you go.
I don't know. Anyways, I decided to listen to our show.
Right.
Kind of go back, and I was listening to a couple episodes, and I was like, oh, these sound pretty good. The quality's not too bad. And I was like, I wonder what it sounds like on 2x speed, and I just kind of locked it in. And I listened to all 18 episodes last week.
In no time.
Yeah, in like 2 days. And because we have some pretty long episodes, you know, our episodes range from about,
I'd say 50 minutes.
An hour to an hour and 20 minutes.
Okay.
Somewhere in there.
So you were listening to most of them at 30 to 35, 40 minutes then.
Roughly.
Is that right?
Roughly.
Okay.
So I put a little challenge out on Instagram.
On the gram.
On the gram. Put it out there and I said, hey, you want me to listen to your podcast at 2x speed? Shoot me a comment. We got a few.
Yeah. We got like 5 of them,
six.
I think. 6 of them. Super.
Six
so you're
podcasts.
Just working your way through them?
So I started today. And if you don't know this, if you haven't checked, go over to our Instagram page, Rock Hippie Adventures, and check out the post. You'll see I've already listened to one, Searching Pod.
Yeah, you enjoyed it. You said you liked it.
Yes, good. It's a good show. Brian and Chelsea, they do good work. Looking forward to hearing more from them. Maybe someday talking with them.
Cool.
We'll see.
Cool, cool.
They do a good show. I like it. I've got 6 podcasts, and most of them are fairly new podcasts. They have about anywhere from like Searching Pod had 8 episodes. I think there's one that's got like 15, 16 episodes, maybe
nice.
A little more. And then there's one that's got 240 episodes.
We know what you're doing the month of January.
Yeah.
Did you save them for last?
Yeah, I did. I did. I wanted to make sure I could get through all the other ones, at least, you know, get through them. And then I'm going to punch down on the Clever Name podcast.
There you go.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
So, yeah, I'll mention each week the shows that I get through.
Yeah. Give them a little shout out.
Yeah, give them a shout out. You know.
Yeah, I need to listen to the Searching Pod because you did say that you enjoyed it.
Oh,
so
I would be
interested in listening to it, too.
I did.
I'll do
it's
the
a paranormal.
Same.
UFO,
I enjoy that stuff, though.
Alien,
yeah.
Ghost, demonic pressure.
I'm okay with that.
Things. Yeah, I'm
yeah
good.
I dig that. I used to watch Ghost Adventures all the time.
Yeah, it's a good show. They do good. They do a lot of good research, and they're very clear and concise in what they're doing. And they're funny as well, and they talk a little bit of shit. So I like
awesome.
It. Yeah, it's
cool.
Good stuff.
Well, good. See, I love that because then we get introduced to different podcasts that we maybe normally wouldn't listen to.
Absolutely.
By doing that. So that's really cool.
Yeah.
Good job, babe. You and your super ears at 2x speed.
Yeah, you know, I listen fast.
Yeah, apparently.
So if you're talking to me, spit it out.
Yeah, exactly.
Just spit it out.
Just get it out.
Yeah. You don't got to beat around a bush. Just get to the point.
Yeah.
Even though we never get to the point on this show. Anyways.
Back to not having a point. No, I'm sorry.
Thanks.
Just kidding.
Thanks.
So what are you going to do now?
What do you mean, what am I going to do now?
What are we going to talk about now?
Well, Samara's coming.
Yeah.
Yeah.
1 week. Less than a week. You get your hands on that baby.
Yeah, this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
They fly in.
Yeah.
And then my other daughter's going to kind of surprise us by saying, hey, we're going to come up too. So we're
That's
gonna
awesome.
Have, yeah, we're going to
we
have
a full house up in here.
Apartment full of people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's okay, though. It's the holidays.
Yep. No problem. Yeah. So, it's going to be
me fight those cats.
3, 2, 1. Yeah, it's gonna be fun. I'm super excited. See my little baby.
I'm excited to see how much she's grown, because the last time we saw her was in July, and she was right at 4 months old, I guess.
4 months, yeah.
So now she's walking.
She was 3 months, actually.
Oh, yeah. She just turned when we were there.
She just turned 3 months.
Yeah, so that's a huge age difference between 3 months and 9 months. A lot of stuff happens in that time.
10 months, basically.
Yeah.
Basically 10 months old, yeah. So, yeah, she's going to be big. She's kind of walking now. So I'm super stoked.
Yeah.
Super stoked.
I'm excited to spend some time with her, too.
Yeah. Yeah, and excited to see my kids. Yeah, well, at least two of them, anyways.
Yeah.
Yeah, so.
Well, we've seen the other one quite a bit living at the beach. We see him more-ish.
Sterling?
Yeah.
Yeah. We see Jade probably more than.
Yeah, she came and stayed with everybody. Us for a while.
Yeah. So, yeah, good awesome. Stuff.
Yeah. And then the holidays. I'm just ready for winter break, babe. I'm trying to get through it.
I love the fact that you get a winter break, that you get to take a break.
Yeah, I'm ready.
I need a break. I'm never going to get a break. Oh, my gosh. Hey, guys and girls, so there's going to be an ad coming up here in a few minutes. Why don't you check that ad out for us so I can catch a long break from this job I got.
And I can buy 2 pieces of bubble gum. I'm getting greedy, babe.
2 pieces of bubble gum. Anyways, we're going to switch it up this week because we're going to narrow down the show a little bit, get back into the point. So this week, we're going to get into our... That's right. It's time for our Rock It or Block It segment.
I went holiday versions on all of these this month. Can you tell?
Holiday.
I guess this is holiday-ish.
Holiday versions of Rock It or Block It. And if you didn't know, Rock It or Block It is the most dangerous game of Would You Rather ever.
Yep.
Rock hippie style.
Yeah.
Not really, as we always say, because it's just, well, I don't know. Sometimes it gets pretty dangerous.
Well, this one's kind of dangerous.
This one's very dangerous. This is not one that I would just go out there and throw it out there, you know.
No. Literally. This is serious. So, this Rock It or Block It for this week was, which one would you rather rock or block? Do a naked snow angel for 10 minutes or give a lap dance at your work holiday party?
Well, we know what all the guys said.
Yeah, your reasoning was valid, though, yeah. I must say.
Yeah, I mean, so here it is. This is where I can go either way.
Oh, you'd man up?
Well, it's not really manning up. It'd be after certain things happen.
Drinks?
No.
No, because that would make it worse, I think.
Like a spicy mojito from Santa Fe.
To cool off your,
I just took a... Just took a massive spicy Mexican poop.
Babe, we're talking poops on the show.
Babe, we always talk poop on the show.
That's true.
Good gosh. Yes.
Spicy poop.
Spicy.
Like you last weekend.
Pooping. Oh, God.
When you come out of the bathroom, holy crap, my butt is on fire.
Yeah, it was. Holy
moly.
There's
full jalapenos in that thing, y'all. Like the seeds included. That's no joke.
Yeah,
he sweats, and he very rarely will sweat from food, but he sweats when he eats that shit.
Jalapeno is not bad. There's a mix of things.
It's that sauce on it, that spicy salsa stuff.
It's not hot going down.
Yeah, it's coming back out.
It's them seeds that pop out.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, realistically, though, I would have to block the naked snow angel because I just can't see dipping my boys in the snow for 10 minutes. Just ain't happening.
Would you get frostbite after 10 minutes? How long? Like, if it's cold, if it's like, let's say it's like, you know, 25 degrees. That's a little cold for snow here. But anyways, let's say it's that. And you're out there for 10 minutes naked in the snow.
Well, if you're in the snow, it's a good possibility. I don't know if you get frostbite. I don't know how long that
takes. You'd be real red, though.
Oh, you would suck, get back in the shower. That's for sure.
Oh, God. Ooh. You'd have to take a cold bath to warm up. That all sounds weird, but it's true.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think I could do the naked snow angel.
No. I
not for 10 minutes. No, I could do it for probably less than that. If I just popped down, did a snow angel, and popped back up, it'd be fine. The 10 minutes is what does it in for me.
Oh, yeah. I couldn't be in the snow. I'd only be in the snow for 10 minutes with clothes on.
Yeah, yeah.
Much less clothes off. Hell
yeah,
no.
So you're giving a lap dance at your work holiday party. Yeah. Which last Christmas, you might have done that on your own.
Hold on a second. That's just a low blow. That's a low blow.
No, was it?
Yeah, it was. I wasn't that drunk.
Oh, okay, sure.
Did I do anything?
Everybody go look on our Instagram at the picture from a week ago with his tongue out. You tell me what how drunk
look,
he
hold
was.
Hold on a second. I was in full motor functioning.
No, you were still bowling. I'll give you that.
Fully but I cognitive.
Had it, it's your turn.
Fully cognitive of everything that was going on around me.
But there was a point in time where that started to go.
And that's when we left. Correct?
Correct.
That's right. Look, I'm just saying, I had a few drinks, but I didn't have enough drinks to dance on anybody's lap.
You could have danced on mine, I'd let you.
Well, but that's different.
It doesn't say who the person has to be. It doesn't say a coworker.
No, I understand that.
Yeah, so
I'm just saying.
You could have danced a little dance on me, I'd let you.
Well, yeah, but that wouldn't even been like I had to be drunk to do that.
You'd
been
dancing for dollars.
Oh, my goodness. So you're going with the lap dance, too?
Yeah, but I'm only lap dancing on you at my work party.
Yeah, okay.
Or, like, a really good friend that's a girl.
Yeah.
I don't, you know, my guy friends at work, that'd be really awkward. Awkward. Yeah, not happening.
I'm sure.
No. But plus, I teach. There's mostly women anyways. It's slim pickings on dudes. Yeah. It's not happening. Yeah, yeah, so you at the holiday work party. Thank God okay. We don't have a holiday work parties. Thanks, COVID. Actually, we never really have them anyways. If we do, it's right after school.
Yeah.
And it's lame.
Yeah. True. So we'll be right back, guys and girls, with some breaking barriers.
Yeah. Keep your balls out of the snow in the break.
Yeah. Don't go diving in the snow making angels, especially butt naked. And if you are jumping in the snow right now, good Lord, you know it's cold where you're at.
Yeah, no shit.
We'll be back in a minute. Thanks, guys. Hey, guys and girls, we're back to the second half of the episode where we're going to break out. Ooh.
Get it, babe.
We're going to break out a new, I don't want to call it series. So this is where I'm not skeptical, but hesitant of calling this a series, because I think we talk a lot about relationships in the general speaking of things. But we are going to do a type of series for the next few weeks. If we throw a bonus episode in there, it'll be okay. But for the next few weeks, we're going to be talking about breaking barriers of relationships.
Yeah, so one of the things that we kind of talked about was looking at myths that are part of relationships that keep you stuck in a place. Maybe you use them as a crutch. You rely on them to kind of excuse the way that certain things are in your relationship, and it's just kind of the way it is. Or maybe there's things that are holding you back from having the best relationship because you believe these things to be true. And so we're going to kind of look at them and maybe not necessarily debunk the myths, because some of them we might think, that might kind of be true.
Yeah, we're not myth busters.
No.
Even though we could myth bust all relationship myths, it would be easy because relationships are all about perspective.
Yeah, there's contextual. I guess it's more along the lines of what we determine the words in some of these to mean, and yes, as far as relationships and how they're handled. So that could be true.
Yes, and that's something that Mel and I have kind of journeyed across over the past year. Even getting into the relationship in the beginning was kind of a reflection of where we were at before.
Yeah.
Looking at past relationships, and not just our marriage, because we had other relationships outside of when we were married.
Right.
Right before me and her got together, before me and her were both married, we had relationships. So we was able to look back at all of those and kind of see the different avenues we took, the different approaches we took in each relationship. And now we can look at some of these, and not that we're relationship experts by no means, but we have a good amount of history of being in relationships to go, you know what? We kind of see what doesn't work for us, at least.
Yes.
And we kind of see what will work. And maybe that'll help somebody else. You know, I think most podcasts were, you know, unless you are a licensed counselor or therapist or somebody who is a professional expert in these areas, most podcasts, we're just people talking based on our own experience. And we hope that our experience will provide some insight to your relationship, to the way you see things, and maybe it will help. Maybe, like Mel said, you'll take the leap. Maybe it is something holding you back from finding a relationship, or you're staying out of relationships because you feel, ugh, yeah, I just can't do this.
You got burned by a relationship, and these are the things that are stuck in your mind of what it is, and it might not necessarily be that it's all relationships are that way. It just might be the relationship you are in.
Yeah, and that's really what we're shooting for, is to be helpful.
Yeah, just a discussion. And like you said, we're not, you know, we don't tout our relationship as being perfect, because there's no such thing as a perfect relationship.
But it's damn close.
Well, it kind of is. But we're also, we're ready and picky, not picky. Well, yeah, we were picky. I mean, honestly, we weren't willing to be in a relationship unless it was the way that ours is. So, I mean, that's not entirely not true.
Yeah, and like I said, we were able, before we got into the relationship fully, we were able to see what we knew we wanted, what we knew we didn't want. But there was also some work involved afterwards.
Yeah.
So this week, in breaking barriers of, what do you want to call this, relationship concepts?
Yeah.
You know, breaking the barriers, breaking these boundaries that hold you back, busting these myths.
Yeah.
We're dealing with the first topic this week will be, is a great relationship easy?
Yeah.
Meaning, if your relationship takes a lot of work, if it's hard, then it's not a great relationship. Meaning, like, great relationships are effortless. It doesn't take any effort to be in a great relationship. They just are.
Yeah.
And I think most people, when they get into a relationship in the beginning, and they got the good fuzzies, they got the butterflies, they got all those things, those first couple of weeks, it seems super easy.
Yeah, because you're polite still. Do you know what I mean? Like, you're still not willing to entirely show your whole self.
Yeah.
You're holding back parts of you that you, the ugly parts of you, that you're not willing to show at that point in time for various reasons. Maybe it's being vulnerable. Maybe it's just not the time and a place. You got the warm fuzzies, like you're saying. So things that potentially, not that they're red flags, but are things that you can be concerned about, you kind of overlook them for a little while. You put them to the side because everything's so great.
Oh, yeah. And it's the honeymoon stage. You can call it whatever you stage, the new stage, the butterfly stage, the honeymoon stage. It's that initial moment in a relationship where, like, if you're getting physical, you're getting physical all the time. And you can't keep your hands off each other because it's all new. It's like you're learning that person. So the dates are fun. The talks are good. Everything is good. There's so much going on because you're learning each other.
And a lot of times you're not living together yet. So you still have your separate spaces. Well, I mean, that wasn't our case, but but you still have your separate spaces. So you're going and, you know, you might go do your own thing during the week, and then you might see each other on the weekend, or you might see each other once or twice during the week, building towards spending more time together. So, you know, there's also that time period in there where you're not, you know, seeing everything.
Yeah, so you're getting a pre from the full onslaught of what a person is. And the thing is that because it seems effortless in the beginning, you think, well, this relationship's really good.
Yeah, it's great.
I'm not really putting in a lot of work. We show up, we're happy, we talk, we make out, we have sex, whatever it is.
Yeah, like the biggest thing we have to worry about right now is where we're going for dinner. Like, that's the biggest argument.
Yeah, there's no logistics working out. Everything is pretty much, you know, it's all fun.
Yeah, yeah.
So, of course, there's no effort in it outside the effort of, you know, communicating that, hey, yeah, here, I'm here. Hey, you know, it's the upfront communication. Then the relationship gets a little more serious where you start, you know, okay, now we got to talk about things. Which, at that point, some people get into a relationship where talking is great, talking is easy. We had a pretty easy time talking to each other. You know, we
did.
You know, especially in the beginning.
Yeah.
But in the beginning, it was super easy because we really weren't focused on our own vulnerabilities that much. We let things go because we were also older and, you know, we knew there are certain things you have to kind of move forward a little bit faster on because we're old. We're, you know.
Well, we both come with a large amount of baggage. So it's not like, you know, the jealousy, the past girlfriends, the past relationships, those things weren't, they're there. You can't do anything about it.
Yeah. Yeah. Because we're both coming out
old,
of marriages.
You know what I mean? Like,
and they're both coming out of long-term marriages.
Yeah.
We're
and so there's still connection with your ex. We don't, it just doesn't disappear.
Yeah. And you gotta kind of weed through all that. And, but you know, even
that was easy though, because we were both in the same mindset in that. I'd say easy. There's some people that can't handle that part.
Well, yeah, and I'm going to say that, you know, there's a lot of stuff that comes with it, but us being vulnerable in the beginning about mm-hmm. certain things in our life wasn't about, you know, oh, we were working hard to make this actually happen. Those were just, you know, very organic conversations.
Yeah,
they just kind of flowed. So we got into those things, but that we never really pushed for the deep dive stuff, the hard nitty-gritty stuff in the beginning, because it was still a new relationship.
Yeah.
As we moved into the relationship, we started getting into more serious talks. We started and this is where the definition of easy goes a couple of different ways.
Yes.
Easy is not effortless. And I'll say that. So, because it takes effort in a relationship. Any person in a relationship will tell you there's a good amount of effort that has to be put forth. You have to, like,
you're not on autopilot in a relationship.
Most people aren't.
If you are, that's a problem.
It could be a problem. It could be a problem because you're just coasting through it and it's complacency, or you're on autopilot because the relationship is that good. I mean, I think there are times where the relationship is so seamless that what you do is a part of who you are, like breathing is autopilot.
Yeah. I could see that. There's days that we have that are like that.
Yeah. I mean, most of our days is second nature to us. It's not something we think about.
We're very comfortable with each other.
Well, yeah, I mean,
we have a lot of, like, non-communication stuff that I don't know how we even do that. It's kind of interesting. But, like, there's things, like, with dinner and, like, making dinner, like, the routine things of life that take part that we just kind of, it's never an argument. It's just, you do it or I do it. I do it.
I think the difference is at the end of the day for us is that we've been through so much of life.
Yeah.
So there's certain things we know in life that we just don't really want to take the time to, like, nitpick over.
Yeah, I get you.
Like, hey, you know, I remember there was times where even with my ex, you know, dinner could turn into an argument.
Oh, it turned into argument all the time at our house. Yeah, like, every day.
But it didn't have to. It was just because, you know, there's so much riding on having to make a decision sometimes. And then we were like, you know, whatever. You know, we'll figure it out. You know, don't let me get hangry, but.
Yeah.
Still, we kind of come in and we go right to it. What do you want for dinner? And we'll know in a couple minutes. We might already have a dinner planned in our head. Hey, we're going to cook. Or, you know, like tonight, I was like, screw it. I just don't feel like cooking. We got to record. I got two shows to edit. I mean, I got a lot of stuff going on.
Yeah, let's just grab food.
Screw it. We're going to run right over to Giacomo's and get us a couple of nice Italian deli sandwiches and go to fucking town.
Yeah.
And then we're going to come back and we're going to record. But there's effort in the process of you need to be like, okay, here's where effort comes in. I think, no, a great relationship is not defined by how effortless or easy it is. That is never the case. That will never be the case. If your relationship is so easy that it takes no amount of effort, that means that you have found the perfect identical mate, because you don't have to do anything. Because here's the problem. Here is the problem. Mm-hmm. No two people are identical in personality.
No.
You'll never find somebody who, even though Mel is closer to my personality than most people I've ever met, there's still many, many differences between me and her. So there's going to be an amount of work that you have to do, one, for yourself, because, okay, so for me, I'm not, like, super thoughtful with gifts and holidays and things like that. That is not my forte. There is some mental things there, like, emotionally, mental things that kind of disconnect me from that.
Yeah.
But I know that me and her have talked about that. So one, here's where effort comes in. One, pick out your flaws. And I'm not saying what I have is a flaw, but
it's something that's important to me that you know is important to me. And so therefore you like to put in the extra effort to be able to do that.
Yeah, exactly.
Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, even when we first started dating, it took a while for me to understand that about you until we had a conversation.
Well, and that's the thing. So I say flaws. I don't want you to think that you have a flaw because, like, for me, I'm not thoughtful. It's not technically a flaw. It's just a personality trait. So you're going to have differing personality traits. My personality trait of how I think about holidays and gifts is different than hers.
Your birthday.
Yeah, I don't even care.
I love birthdays.
Yeah, I don't even care.
No,
I
you
think
don't.
They're another day. And, I mean, you're celebrating the day you were born again.
Because I'm wonderful and we should celebrate
multiple
that.
times. Like, okay. But I mean, it's a traditional thing. People do it. Some people are very attached to it. That's great. That's fine. I have no problem with birthdays and celebrating them.
Yeah.
It's just not something that comes typically important in my mind.
Right, right.
So I'm thinking to myself, you know, it's whatever, but it's important to her. So my personality trait that's different from hers, one, it's an effort of having a conversation about it.
Yes.
It's okay to be different. It's okay not to like the same thing. It's okay not to be all out.
Right.
On the same thing. But notice that. So one, the effort of noticing there's something different. Two, having the conversation about it.
And not just being willing to be like, that's just the way I am, tough luck.
Yeah. And it's I think where it comes in is that I'm not going to call it compromise, because compromising is not something that should actually be done in a relationship. I think there's an understanding of how two people work. So I try to put forth effort in making sure I show her that excitement. Well, not really excitement. I will never get excited about my birthday. But I'll be okay with her being excited. Because usually I don't even want people to be excited about my birthday.
No, I like to do stuff for you, though. But that's kind of my own thing, though.
Right.
That's a thing I like
but
to do.
But I learn how to be okay with it.
Yeah, yeah.
And then on her birthday or Christmas or things, I make the effort of thinking, okay, I've got to, not that I have to do something, but I want to do something. That's the effort.
Yeah.
I want to do it. Here's the difference between easy and hard.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the difference between, okay, I'm working on a relationship and this relationship takes too much work.
Yeah.
I'm working on a relationship or putting my effort into it because I want to.
Right.
Too much work is when I feel like I have to.
And like, too much of an expectation by your other person is too much. Like, I'm okay with it. We had a conversation about it. It's not something that's, like, because you tend to feel like things are personal when things are like that. Do you know what I mean? Like, he didn't even remember my birthday. He didn't remember it. He remembers my birthday. I'm not even saying that. But you know what I'm saying? You get personal to it. It feels like it's a personal thing when in reality it's really not.
Well, it's the expectation sometimes somebody has too in that sense. Like,
well, we felt it when we were getting married. People could not believe that there was not an engagement, like an announcement. We went to dinner. We literally sat on the couch. And for me, that's just not a thing. Which is really strange, because you think it would be a thing, but it's really not a thing.
Yeah, I know. I was really worried about that because we talked about it, but it's also, I think there's different stages of life for relationships in this, but I think when we really focus in on the effortless, easy relationships that are supposed to be great, those typically are not great either. If there is no effort and it's just super easy, right?
Yeah.
Then what is anybody doing to show that person love?
Yeah, I agree.
Like, the effort of loving somebody is the work, and it's not hard work. That's the problem. Just because you're putting in work is not work. That's like, oh my gosh, I got to go to my job in the morning. I got to wake up. I mean, that's me every day when I go to work.
Yeah, it's a different kind of work. It's not a negative work.
I'll tell you like this. So I project manage for a company, and I hate getting up some mornings and going to work. Most mornings I do hate going up. But if I got up every morning to podcast or to edit videos or do that, which I'm trying to figure out how to do that.
It's work.
It's work. It's not like something that just, no big deal. It's work. You put in the time, you put in the work, but you love it.
Yeah.
You do not mind putting in that effort.
100%.
So you get up in the morning and you put the work in. That's like our relationship. I want to get up in the morning and say, hey, let me grab your butt.
Hell yeah.
Or, but, some mornings you get up.
I watch you walk across that room naked going to take a shower. Hell yeah.
Oh, my gosh. But, I mean, some mornings you get up and you're pretty tired. You don't have it in you. And it's, you know what? Those mornings are okay, because if you are making the right communication and the right effort in the right places, they understand. So it doesn't become this fight consistently with each other.
Well, like last week, I kind of had a shitty week last week. I was a little, I don't know what I was. I got stuff going on. But anyways, in my head, I was just having a really bad week. It wasn't anything particular that had happened or whatever, but I was just having a rough week, and you knew it. I told you I was having a rough week. It wasn't anything that was going on between us, or it was just a mood,
more or less.
But because we have such good communication skills with each other, you're not asking me 500 times what's wrong. You're not.
No, but that's the work. You see, and this is the other thing. If you put in work in the right places, down the road, you don't have to. I mean, I hate to say it like this.
No, but it's
but you
true.
You do not have to put in as much work down the road because you get it. You put in the work to, one, listen.
Yes.
If you listen, like if you considerably listen, active listening to your partner, what'll happen is later you'll see things happening and you go, oh, we've talked about this.
Yeah, yeah.
So maybe I don't get the full understanding of what's going on in this moment. It could be a few different things, but I can ask once.
Yeah, yeah.
She'll give me an answer. Whatever answer she gives me, I should understand. If I don't understand by this point,
right,
or if there's something new going on, then this is when we have another conversation at the right time. But that's the next part of work. You put in work each time. There's effort involved in a relationship. But again, I don't want to say it's hard work. I don't want to take, okay, great relationships aren't easy. They aren't effortless. Well, they're not effortless, but they're also not overbearing, back-breaking, carrying boulders up the hill in a dune to build the pyramid work. It shouldn't be that
way. No, and some people think that's the case, though. Some people think that if you're not, you know, all in, 24/7, hard going, you know, picking up the slack for each other, and which you do those things.
Yeah, you do.
But that also will exhaust the living shit out of you if you're the one doing it.
Yeah, if you're 100% all the time and the other person is 35, 35,
you're going to crap.
You've
out.
Got an issue there. You're overworking yourself in that relationship.
Because the one person has it easy. They think it's fucking amazing.
Yeah,
I got this easy. This relationship's great. My wife does everything.
Yeah.
Da 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 da, whatever the case might be.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you're killing her. Like she's dying inside because you're not picking up your slack on your end.
And this is the perfect example of going back to like my past marriage was, it wasn't that we weren't both putting in the work.
Right.
It was just the work got to a point where, like, is it working?
You know,
we're just on two different pages, and this is not, we're killing each other, putting all this effort in back and forth, and it's not hitting on the right cylinder.
Yes.
So let's figure it out. And the problem is that I come from a world of Christianity where people will tell you it's not about being happy. It's about making the relationship work. If you don't work at your relationship, you won't be happy. So you'll work yourself to death whether you're happy or not. They want you to stay in a relationship so you can avoid divorce for the legitimacy of a relationship, which could eventually lead you into darker paths. I really feel like that most Christian men and women who end up cheating on their spouses don't do it because it's like, oh, I just want to go cheat. They've gone to the point where they're so exhausted with this person because they're trying to make the image of a relationship work. They're like, and somebody comes and shows them affection, real genuine
anything
affection.
Anything different than what they're dealing with every day.
It's so easy to fall.
Yeah.
And that's why I'm saying, like, people are like, well, you're going to work and work and work. Are you going to work and work and work until you make a really terrible mistake?
Yeah.
Or why not just be up front? You want to know about real work that's not hard? Be up front and talk about all your effort. Honestly, I'm going to say this. All the effort in your relationship, all the effort we're talking about that you have to put in, is going to simply circle around communication.
Yeah, which we've talked about a lot of.
Yeah, I mean, it's going to be the key aspect of the work.
Why do you think communication is so... Is it because you're scared to talk about things that potentially might hurt the other part? Like, what is it about communication? Is it just laziness?
I think a lot of it's,
you know what
laziness.
I mean? Because some people just cannot... Some couples just cannot communicate. Like, and I'm talking, like, about anything.
Well, I think there's one, that there are people who are so different, they can't get each other.
Gotcha.
Let me ask you this. If you're listening, have you ever had an argument with someone, but you were arguing the same point?
Yeah, and that happens a lot.
You know, like,
it's just the way that you're verbatim, is the way that you're talking,
it's
the words
that
you're using.
I understand and it's the way you understand me. Mm-hmm. And if you never have conversations, like, hold on a second. Have you ever got done with that argument and then had a conversation afterwards? Like, hold on a second. We were literally fighting about the same point. We were agreeing with each other, but yet we were fighting. So what is the problem here? So here's a part of work that you should do.
Yeah, but so many times couples just let it go.
It's like, oh, I'm sorry.
Agree
I'm sorry.
To disagree.
I'm sorry.
Bullshit.
I'm sorry. Yeah, no, yeah. But it's like, even if you agree on the same point, it's like, hold on a second. Are you saying this? Yeah, I'm saying that. Well, shit, we agree.
Yeah, then why are we sitting here arguing? Yeah.
that's a moment that you should go, oh, hold on a second. We have a problem.
Yeah.
We have a communication problem.
Right.
So let's stop and let's talk this out. Is this something we can work out?
Right.
Is this something
but
we can do?
People don't go through that next step, or you're just so freaking exhausted of it, and you're just like, I'm done with it. I can't even do this anymore.
Well, yeah, there's going to be a point where you got to decide on if your personality is real with that person. Like, they match. Like, some people should not be together.
Yeah.
Like, I'll say this. I've told people this 1,000 times over. When my parents, I remember when my parents got divorced. I was 15.
Yeah.
And people are like, are you sad? You know, are you
like,
okay?
Hell no.
Well, but the thing was, is I said, no, I'm actually happy that they're divorced. Like, a lot of people thought that was weird. And, you know, but I said, my parents will be so much better off without each other.
Yeah.
That it'll work.
Yeah, yeah.
Because they should not be. I mean, they fought. They had good times. I mean, they
were.
And
every relationship does. But when your arguments and your bad times are outweighing those.
And when the arguments are so bad, you think the world is going to implode on itself because they're going to cause a nuclear explosion between all the anger and hate they felt like they have for each other. I mean, they could not get along, it seemed like.
And I think that's a part of the communication process, though, is when the frustration level gets so high with each other that the hatred comes in.
Well, but
the complete disdain for, you know what I mean? And you're done trying.
That they were ever going to make it. Yeah. I think that they fooled themselves because of kids.
Yeah, and that happens
a
lot.
And I think they may had a love for each other when they were younger, and I think they cared for each other. They did a lot of stuff for each other. There was a lot of good moments, but man, the bad moments were bad. And I'm telling you, I can remember bad moments back to when I was 4. Like, some of my earliest memories is of my parents fighting.
Yeah,
I mean, it's not of like, you know, puppy dogs and rainbows, which would it never be, but you know, like, my memories are jogged between a couple of good and a lot of fights and arguments between them. I mean, it was just crazy. And it's, look, I'm not going to say it's wrong of them or what I think in the end, they made the choice that was right for them.
Right. The best decision.
No matter what the.
Well, and for you guys too.
Well, not, no matter for what the reasoning was.
Right.
But there you go. So, I think communication is a lot about the personality of an individual.
Mm-hmm.
Like, can I as an individual and this individual communicate in a way that we understand each other? And if we don't understand each other, because like me and you have some communication issues in how we understand each other.
Yeah.
But
we've had other conversations about that have helped us kind of bridge that gap.
And that you're right, because we understand, hold on a second.
We're not afraid to ask each other questions. I think a lot of times too, that's part of it. And that's part of communication, but asking a follow-up question, because there was times when I would sit on something that you had said, took it, misconstrued it the wrong way. Didn't understand what you were saying or what context it had to do with.
Exactly.
Sat on it for a little while. I get pissed.
Yeah. I mean,
days later, I'd be like, what the hell was da-da-da-da? Or you're like, something's not right with you. What's the deal? What's going on?
And normally, that's what it was.
Usually,
I
would just spew it all out.
Yeah,
and then you're like,
go
why
days without saying
are
anything?
You not saying something at the time?
Yeah.
That was because past relationships we talked about before, you just shoved it down. Can't have it because it equals a bigger argument. I was trying to avoid the bigger argument. And then once I realized that that was not the way that you communicated, then therefore, I could change the way that I communicated with you.
Right.
To make it make more sense for both of us.
And I'm going to say this too, when you're really, if you're out there listening and you're talking about, you know, what if I'm getting, as soon as you, if you have an argument, wait a few minutes and ask thoughtful questions about the argument. Like, why are we fighting about this?
Yeah.
Or why did you feel like we needed, you know.
What did you mean by this? Because a lot of times that was my thing, was misconstruing something that you said.
But don't
when
wait.
You said this, what did you mean by that? And I don't know. I don't at all.
Well, no,
I
and that was
do.
The thing in the beginning I was telling her was that, okay, so you took it a certain way, but you obviously didn't see anything in me that, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, oh, he's okay. Why is he okay when he, and I'm like, just ask.
Yeah.
Like, if you ever get upset at something I say, stop. And talk about it.
Yeah, yeah.
Because if you don't, again, communication is the effort to your relationship.
Absolutely.
It is effort. It takes work in communication.
Yeah, because I could just leave it alone.
Yeah.
And never say anything.
Whatever,
and just
I'm
be
good.
Pissed off. I'm fine.
You could be pissed off for a couple of days, and then you go, okay, I'm done with it. You'll get over it eventually because you're going to get tired of being, I'm just fine. Yeah, and you'll forget about it. But the next time it happens, it's going to be
comes
even
back.
Worse.
Right. That's the get other part of it too. Just get rid of it.
Because these are the things where, like we said, we're taking work. we're putting in effort, because one of my efforts was saying, I'm not going to settle.
Yeah.
For this kind of reaction and settle for somebody who's in. So I put in work to say, I want to communicate these things of what I feel like. So communication comes in the form of clearing misunderstandings.
100%.
It also comes in presenting yourself as a human being and who you are to that other person. This is me. This is what I accept in my life, and this is what I don't accept in my life.
Mm-hmm.
So do these things match to your exceptions and non-exceptions?
Mm-hmm.
And if they do, okay, great. If they don't, then where's the ground we need to meet on?
Right. And can we meet on a ground?
Yeah.
Because sometimes you can't.
Because believe me, effort is all about putting out the hard no's and the hard yeses and the and the stuff in between.
Mm-hmm.
The gray area that's okay to walk on, like food.
Yeah.
Okay, we both hate mustard.
Word.
Stand on that.
Green olives, yuck.
Nope. But I like horseradish, and she doesn't.
Right.
I love vinegar. She really doesn't.
No. I'm getting better at it.
Yeah,
you're going to get better. Which is weird because I love pickles.
Yeah, whatever. I don't understand it. Like, you can eat a pickle and drink the juice, but yet you can't have some balsamic vinegar in your Brussels sprouts.
Oh, I can't do it.
She is weird as fuck.
My palate is not the best. Grew up on not good food.
Yeah. It is a strange. But, I mean, even in those things, understanding that, and this is work, people, understanding the little, this is effort that doesn't take a lot of effort. Understanding and remembering the little things.
I love the other day, and I don't know if we remember. Well, I'm sure you remember, but we laid in bed the other day before we fell asleep, and we were just talking and, like, asking those, like, stupid questions that you always ask each other at the beginning of relationships, you know, not like what's your favorite color, but like whatever. I can't remember what the questions we were talking
Blurple.
About. Barple.
Blurple.
You like Blurple? But you remember we were laying in bed and we were just kind of having, just talking about, I can't remember what you were talking about. Music. I don't know.
You weren't
know.
Putting in the effort. No.
I'm sure shit was. I don't remember what it was. It was just like those little questions that we were just laying in bed and just asking each other questions, you know, mm-hmm. like what's your whatever. I don't know. Just like little things that we were just talking about.
Yeah, we're married and we're just starting to learn each other.
Yeah, that's how it works.
No effort in the beginning.
Just
no,
kidding. Just no, but it was kind of nice just to lay there. Like, there's nothing wrong with going back and doing those little things too. Do you know what I mean? Just to like check in and just to like, I don't know everything about you, nor do you know everything about me.
No, we've only been together for over a year now, just a little over a year. And honestly, after 20 years married to my ex, there were still things that you find out.
Yeah,
but things change too. Like my favorite colors change over the years.
Well, it's Blurple now.
It is Blurple. It used to be like Rello, but now it's Blurple.
You moved on to the blue-purple range, huh? No more yet.
Black-purple.
Black-purple. Oh, babe, that's beautiful.
Yeah, whatever.
Blurple.
Blurple.
Yeah, but I just think that some of that is like, you know, it sounds cheesy and it sounds funny to do those things, but it's effort. It's putting in the work to a relationship.
It is.
To just lay in bed and be, you know, just ask each other questions.
So, honestly, guys and girls, relationships aren't easy. Like, they aren't like peasy, easy peasy kind of thing. You know what I'm saying? It's like, it's not like you just wake up and you don't have to think about it.
Yeah.
Because thought and effort and thinking about somebody is the part that shows them that you love them. Like, you know, I mean, it's little things. It doesn't have to be every day. Honestly, if you want to do it every day, that's great. But that'll get old too. Like,
yeah, it becomes kind of fake. I don't want
to
say.
Like, it becomes like, I have to do this. Like, yes. I have to get, like, if I
the
come home every day
there.
With a flower.
Yeah, no.
I get her flowers like once a year.
Yeah.
Which I've gotten them twice for.
Yeah, but I love that it's not expected. It's nope. It's so appreciated when it does happen because it's not an expectation.
The little bitty things that you do, like we've talked about on the show before, about her getting up and making me lunch mornings. I mean,
I've been
great.
Sucking at that lately, babe.
But you also need the rest because you've been tired and haven't slept well. So yeah. I don't front that. I'm like, I can get up and make my own lunch. Matter of fact, I try to get out of bed without even waking you up. I know I don't do that, but I try.
I gotta watch you.
Oh, my gosh. But, I mean, seriously, though, I mean, it's...
Yeah, I know you're thoughtful like that.
But those are the key items in mine and your relationship that makes us work because I know you like making me breakfast because it's the thing you do.
Yeah.
But I don't care if you do it or not. Like, if you get up in the morning and make me breakfast, that is super fucking awesome.
Yeah.
But if you don't, I'm not like, oh, damn, she didn't make me fucking
breakfast.
There
was no bread today or I would have made you lunch.
Yeah, but even still, those things where I love them, they're very thoughtful. And I appreciate them very much. At the same time, if she didn't do them, it would not faze me one bit. Like,
yeah.
I'd be okay if she didn't.
And that's good. That's a proof, the point that there's effort in there. So I know that I'm not shitting on you for not making lunch. There's not going to be an argument about it.
No.
You're not going to throw your lunchbox, you know, down on the stove and make a big scene about, no lunch today. You know, I mean, there's none of that mess, which is great.
And I think it's everything. I mean, sometimes we do the dishes together. Sometimes she does them. Sometimes I do them. Sometimes there's, I mean, this is where communication happens. Like if you do something and you're expecting your spouse or relationship partner or boyfriend, girlfriend, whatever they are, if you're expecting them to do things and then they don't do it and you lose your shit about it.
They're not a fucking mind reader.
Well, yeah, one, they're not a mind reader, so they don't know what's going on with your day. But have the conversation. Break it down. Talk about those things. Effort is always going to be number one in the form of communication in your relationship. Yeah. It will take care of 95% of the shit that you have to do in life in your relationship. Knowing what that person is thinking or wants or is kind of needing in those moments is all born out of communication.
100%.
And most of the conversations and topics we're going to have on this show is always going to lead back to communication. We're going to talk about a bunch of different things, but communication is always going to kind of be high in that.
And that's the thing that people suck at the most.
Yeah. So it's like, if you've never read Women Are From Venus and Men Are From Mars.
You've mentioned that book before.
Gary Chapman, I think it is.
Yes, it is.
Good. I think I got that. Wow, I got that right off the top
of
my head.
Go you, babe.
And if I didn't, we will have the right description and a link that you can go grab the book if you've never read it. But in his book, I've read the book and I've watched a lot of his videos. Right at the end of my marriage, I realized I was kind of letting down my part because I wasn't taking the time to really understand what women think and how they, you know, I'm just thinking, well, she's a woman, she's the wife, I'm the husband, we both have roles. But I didn't understand the communication part, the emotional part, all the things that would have made, let's say if I took the time to understand my ex better, could we had a better relationship and stayed together? It's a good possibility that we could have, but we didn't because it was too late. The effort up front on my end, and I'll take a lot of the blame for it too, I'll take a lot of the blame for it because a lot of upfront communication in the middle of our relationship, I didn't take it because I thought, I'm the man. I provide. Mm-hmm. I put money on the table. I put food in your belly. I put house over your head.
Easy
power.
Neanderthal man, Jesus.
But seriously, that's
that's
the mentality.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm the husband. I provide.
Right.
You're the wife. You can
you do
work.
All the other stuff.
Well, no, but you work. You can do whatever you want. I'm not saying you have to stay home barefoot and pregnant and watch the kids, but this is what I do. I don't have to understand you emotionally. This is my part.
Gotcha.
Physical, manly stuff. Woman, if she's sad, depressed, she's going to figure out how to get out. I didn't think I needed to take the time to understand that.
Wow. Well, I'm sure as hell glad you figured that part out.
Well, that was a character flaw. That was a relationship character flaw. And that was, I think I would have done it earlier in the marriage if I could have seen it, but it's hard to see those things when you're not, there's a lot wrong with my head. So, but
in the middle of it,
when you open up to it and you start
and there's so much with it, like sitting in it and being in it, that you kind of just get to the point where you're like, ugh. Afterwards, it's when you're like,
you know, a lot of people say, do you think you could have saved your marriage? And I'm like, well, we tried. I mean, we put real effort in trying to save it at the end, but it just, we realized also we were so different. Like, one, kids were grown and gone. Yeah. We were really two different people. Let's not kill each other. Let's not be hateful. We're going to have a life together because of my kids or our kids and because of our grandbaby.
And if you continue, it's getting to the point where
we don't want to be like shooting daggers at each other every time we're in the same room. So let's figure out how to make this work. But it was also the fact when I looked at that book, Men Are From Mars and Women From Venus, it taught me how to communicate.
Interesting.
Not by telling me, hey, this is what you need to say.
Yeah, like some script or something.
Yeah, it was, all right, so most women, and it's a generalized type of thing, but most women think like this on these situations. Most women react this way to this situation. Not that every woman does, but I found out that, holy shit.
Most of them do.
Oh my God, this dude is.
Well, and I read some of that book too, and one of the things I always found really interesting is that women get frustrated with men the most because they want to fix the problem.
Exactly.
And a lot of times women, we don't want a fixer. We just want somebody to listen to us. sympathize with us, empathize with us, not try to fix the problem. We just got to get it off our chest.
Exactly.
But that was, guys are like, I hear your problem. I have a solution. I hear your problem. I have a solution. And so we feel like you're not listening to us because we just want to just get it off our chest.
Right.
And I don't want anybody to fix it. I'll figure it out myself.
Right.
But let me communicate it.
But see, that was the other problem is that, okay, so for men, we read it to understand the women's side.
Yeah.
But women should read it to understand the men's side.
So what's the men's side? Do you remember?
Well, but that's the thing. It's like, okay, so you read the book and go, oh, men are fixers. So women always got pissed off that, you know, why is he always trying to fix my problems instead of just listening? This is who we are.
Yeah, yeah.
So how do I communicate to him? One, you need to communicate, I don't need you to fix my problems.
Yeah.
Here's, when I start saying these things, if I want you to help me,
I'll ask for your help. Yeah. Or what do you think? Or what those phrases you'll use.
But most of the time, I just want you to say, I come home from work and I want to bitch about my day. So I want you to listen to me, honey. Listen. And then when I'm done saying all I'm saying, you can go, I understand, I don't understand, that's, and whatever.
That sucks, babe, whatever the case might be.
You just want to give some feedback, one, that you're listening.
Yeah.
Maybe, and then, you know, do you need any help with that? You know, even ask the question. Hey, ask me if maybe you feel like, or you can say, you know, if it was me, you know, I found a way to do it, which wasn't fixing the problem, but allow me to, because most of the time it wasn't about me fixing the problem.
Mm-hmm.
It was just saying, like, if you ever get in this situation, I wasn't trying to fix you. What I was trying to do was say, you know, I understand. And for me to tell you how I understand is how I would handle the situation or fix the situation. Sometimes it's not about men trying to fix you. It's men's idea of understanding. I'm a fixer, builder, provider. So
what would I do?
What would I do? This is what I'm saying. Yeah, yeah. And then, of course, the woman takes it as, why is he always trying to fix me and not listen? But he's actually listening. Women, I'm going to tell you, if a man tries to fix your problem, at least he's listening.
Yeah, that's true. He's at least you're internalizing it and trying to do something to help you.
He is processing the information he's giving you.
That's a good point.
He's not glazing over what you're saying just to get to the problem to fix it. He's actually listening. So give him a break and say, hey, I understand what you're saying. I don't need to be fixed. But if you're just offering advice or what you would do, there's some play in there. So you don't get into the place where you're arguing and you're fighting because you feel like you're always fixing stuff for me.
That whole conversation.
But it's a really good book. I mean, like,
that's awesome.
And they got short versions. You can get the Cliff Notes. You can watch the YouTube videos. But I would fully suggest, you know, checking out the link down below and going and picking up a copy if you don't have it. And just, like, taking a few pages at a time, because you will be thoroughly impressed by what you will find out if you don't. You say, well, I can never understand a woman. Good God, man. I was out there with my wife the other day, and she started yelling at me about something, and I just don't get it. I don't get it. I'm sorry that I'm doing a country accent, but this is what I go to. I'm from the country. Man, I don't understand.
Right.
But seriously, take the time to read, because you'll find some fine explanations of how women tick and function that will actually help you understand them better.
Like, oh, shit.
Like, oh, I shouldn't tell her that she looks okay in that dress. You go, baby, you fine.
Yeah.
Because if you love your woman, she's beautiful to you. She's hot. She's sexy. Don't you want to get into bed with her?
That's why I tell you that all the time, babe.
So, yeah.
Get you into bed.
Relationships aren't easy. But they also are not.
I said, you just ignored me.
I did. Straight glazed over that one. You see how that works, guys? Sometimes you just got to go, nope. I'm not even going to give that credibility.
That's why I tell you, though.
I know.
I like you.
I know you do.
It's okay.
Yeah, it is.
You don't like it, but I like it.
It's just, but that's one of those things that I'm okay with it.
Yeah, because I'm going to tell you whether you like it or not.
I know. I'm very comfortable with it, but I'm learning how to be more comfortable with it. Because that's my effort.
Fine as hell, babe.
Okay. Whatever you say.
Good.
I'm glad you think that.
Thanks, babe.
I'm really
weirdo.
Glad you think that. Because if you didn't, I might be in trouble.
No, I like it.
Anyways. But yeah, effort. But it's not effort that's going to break you back.
Yeah, so relationships are easy.
No.
Not true.
No, it's not true.
Great relationships are not easy.
Yeah, great relationships take effort, but great relationships aren't work horses. You don't have to be.
It's not ugly work.
You don't have to be the pack mule.
Yeah, yeah.
You can be the thoroughbred, beautiful stallion.
You should enjoy the work that you're putting into your relationship, because your relationship is the proof that you care about somebody, right. That you care about the union between the two of you, mm-hmm. that you love this person.
Yes.
You should be proud of the work that you do in a relationship.
And I'll say this very simply. Think about your dream job, the job that you would get up to every morning.
Yeah.
And be... like, I don't care if it's getting up and you watch. If your dream job is watching TV all day long, I mean, if that is your dream job, to get paid to watch TV and do whatever it is.
Oh, my God, that'd be amazing. Is that real?
I think so.
Oh, shit.
I don't know what it is, but I'm sure there's a job out there that people just watch TV.
I'm going to find that job.
If that, I mean, whatever your dream job is, think about it. All right? Process that image in your head. Oh, my God, I would love to do this. That is the type of work your relationship should be.
Yeah, joyful work.
Yep.
I hate to use that word, joyful. I don't know
it's
why.
It's a good word.
Yeah, but it is.
It's a good word. It's the right word.
When your heart leads you to do work.
Yeah, it's a joyful work.
Yeah. Like, I like working at our relationship.
Yeah.
It makes, and I, you know, work. It's work, but it's fun work. It's enjoyable work. I like planning things with you. I like doing things with you. I like spending time with you.
Mm-hmm.
That's the work I want to do.
That's right. Guys and girls, I hope you have that somebody that you enjoy working on that relationship with.
And if you don't, I mean, this is all good stuff that as you get into relationships, think about these things.
Yeah.
Think about communication as being the forefront of your relationship. Without communication,
and
everything else is a struggle.
And I'll say this. I know sometimes relationships are so far gone, you feel like they can't be saved. But at least, I would say at least give it a shot. Like, you know if you're at the end of your rope. And you got to call it. But I never, ever, like, really push people to get out of relationships just because they feel like there's no hope. Find out. Talk. Communicate. Put in a little effort. If you want to. If you feel like you're having to do the effort, then there is a problem. And then you need to figure out what that is. Get some relationship counseling. I had it. I mean, there's always other avenues of figuring out what it is because you might be there. If you're just dating, man, hell, get out of it.
Yeah, it's not worth it.
Yeah, but if you're married, put some effort into it because I think marriage is a big thing. Like, marriage is such a big thing to me that I didn't think I was going to get married again.
Yeah, both did.
We both did. We was like, we don't want to put ourselves in that situation. But when we realized, I think we're good.
I did not want to not get married to you. Do you know what I mean?
Like,
I don't know. There was a bunch of knots in there.
There was a bunch of knots.
I mean, really, because we both did not want to get married again. We thought that it was just going to be fine the way that it was. But then there was this part of me in our relationship, the way that we are, that I felt like the connection needed to be more than what it was.
She wanted to lock it down.
Hell yeah, I did. Keep them bitches away from my man.
Oh my gosh. Be sensible. Ain't nobody want me.
Well, if they do, you can't now. It's mine, ladies.
Oh, my jeez. Nobody wants me. Only you want me.
Well, good. You're That's the way it should freaking be.
You're the only crazy one out there left.
Hell yeah.
Oh, my jeez. Anyways, so, hey, tell us what you think. Tell us if you think we're wrong, because I would love to know if you think that relationships, great relationships, should be easy. Because I'm not going to lie to you. There was a point where I thought, relationships should be effortless. They should be easy. You should just flow right in and flow right through them, and it shouldn't be that big of a deal. But then I realized it's like, oh, hell, you've still got to put something out there to make it work.
Yeah, it's not cruise control.
No, man, you can't throw it on 85 miles an hour down the road, which I would love to at times just hit cruise.
Nope, those cars get in front of you. Those little bumps happen.
Yeah,
there's always
going to be something.
Yeah, yeah.
So take our advice or not, put a little effort, make a little communication. Hey.
Make Check a little love, too. Oh.
Oh, my gosh. Check out the book. Find out what it takes to make a woman happy. And then make some love to her.
Yes. Hell yeah.
God, if I didn't say it, she's going to probably punch me.
I don't hit you.
You don't what?
I don't ever hit you.
You don't what?
Don't tell people that.
You hit me all the time. I'm in an abused relationship.
Bullshit.
You're always smacking my ass.
Yeah, well, that's the only thing I'm smacking. Fool.
Anyways, guys.
It was in our wedding vows.
It really was.
Ass grabbing.
Yeah. Anyways, guys, girls, don't forget to check out all the episodes that we've done. I hope you enjoyed this. Go over to the Instagram page and leave us a comment on the post for this. Go to our website, www.rockhippieadventures.com. and leave us a comment on the webpage there.
Yeah, we're adding some blog posts that go along with this as well. Yep. So check those out.
Check
too.
Out the blog post. Mainly just give us a shout. We love talking to people, figuring out what's going on. Hey, and if you got an interest in doing something like this, let us know. We'd love to put people on the show and talk about relationships. Anyways, guys and girls, we appreciate it. We'll see you soon.
Babe, mediocrity is not an option for us. It shouldn't be for you.
That's right, because we live life loud and bold.
Bam.